We decided upon the project some years ago, and it's been some time coming to fruition. The reason was that the premises that they previously had in Penylan at Tegwyn School in Tegwyn Road were not fit for purpose. And one of the reasons for that is that young babies and young children with disabilities are now living longer, whereas perhaps when they were born, just they would die very, very young with severe disabilities. That doesn't happen frequently as it used to. Also, if you think about wheelchairs, motorised scooters, they're all much bigger than they ever were. Children, because they're living longer, they're heavier, so you need more hoist, etc. And as you know, Tegwyn, the new school, is a state-of-the-art provision. The funding that we put forward was £16 million. The actual school itself cost £14 million, and the balance was spent on the respite centre, which comes under a different department. £800,000 was also spent on the neighbouring schools for children with special needs, which Woodlands and Riverbank. Woodlands being for the comprehensive age children, 11 to 19, and Riverbank for the younger children. But they don't have such severe learning difficulties as perhaps the children who attend Tegwyn do. Okay. £10 million of the funding came from the Welsh Assembly, and that was under their programme, which is called SBIG, but it's School Building Improvement Grant. That's what SBIG stands for. It is fantastic. It is wonderful. I want to take people there and show them around. It truly is state of the art, which you may think is a hackneyed phrase, but in this case, it's very pertinent. They may not be the academics of this world, but I'm always telling children, everyone has a talent, and it is up to us, the educationalists, to discover what that talent is and to nurture it and bring it out.